ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Watson Chapel's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 15-10. Takira Mayweather will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets it in to Akala Burns, and we are back underway. Burns throws over on the right side to Boyce. Up top now to Whitted. Down to Ginger in the paint. Back to Boyce. Her jumper in the right corner misses everything. Long rebound chased down by Whitted. And now she's going to throw it in the backcourt. And all that Mayweather can do is go down, chase it down, and get called for the backcourt violation. Turnover against Watson Chapel, their fifth of the night. Three against Mountain Home so far. We are 18 seconds into the second quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by five. Payne will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Martin in the left corner. Dribbles out to the top. Over on the left side to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Yates, and Mountain Home will set back up. Yates dribbles out to the wing. Now to the elbow. She's going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And now she'll head to the free throw line with 7.5 minutes left of the first half. Taylor Whitted picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four against Watson Chapel here in the first half. First free throw for Yates is up and in. And she can make it a one-possession game once again with this next free throw. Second shot is up. Good. Gilbert's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne. And for Watson Chapel, Kettle and Moorhead are checking back into the game, replacing Mayweather. And I believe the other one was Whitted. Here, ball goes up top to Kettle, and she just shoveled her feet right after she took the pass. I don't know if she just wasn't even thinking about it, but that's the sixth turnover against Watson Chapel. And Mounts Home with a chance to either cut the margin to one or possibly tie it with a three. We are 41 seconds into the second quarter. Mounts Home with the ball trailing 15-12. Here's Martin with the ball on the left wing. Takes the screen from Yates. Throws up top to Foreman. Dribbles over the right side. Finds a cutting Husky towards the paint. She's going to be fouled on her way to the basket, and she's going to go to the line for a pair of free throws. Zamari Boyce picks up her first personal foul, that is. Team foul number five against the Lady Wildcats. So Peyton Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First free throw for Husky. Good. And she can make it a one-point game with this next free throw. 7:03 left to play in this first half as Husky's second shot is up and in. She now has 4 points. And it is a one-point margin, 15-14. Watson Chapel leading it. Boyce takes the ball in the front court. She has it on the right side. Throws it up top to Kettle over on the left now to Burns. Now Boyce has it. She drills to the right side. Throws it up top to Moorhead over on the left side to Burns. Down to Ginger on the low block. Gives it to Kettle at the free throw line. Her jumper no good. And looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. They're going to get Ginger with that foul. A push-off against Kiara Ginger. That is her first personal foul. And that is the last foul Watson Chapel had to give this half. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 6:42 left in the first half. Mountain Home with a chance to take their first lead of the night. 15-14, Watson Chapel up. Martin with the ball, throws over to Foreman. Over to Husky on the right side. Now she's going to drill down towards the paint. Now drills back out to the wing. Takes the screen from Foreman. Now throws it to Yates on the left side. Now Yates will dribble, gives it to Gilbert there on the left wing, finds Yates in the paint for the layup off the glass and in. Addison Yates gives Mountain Home their first lead of the night, and Leslie Henderson has seen enough on the Watson Chapel sideline. She wants a timeout. We'll break with 6:10 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home up on Watson Chapel 16-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home taking their first lead of the night with 6:10 left to play in the first half. The Lady Bombers lead Watson Chapel 16-15. We give 6:10 left of the second quarter. This is the last semifinal of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament here on the campus of Mountain Home High School. Watson Chapel with the ball. It is Moorhead bringing the ball into the front court, throwing it to Boyce on the right side. Now up top to Kettle. Kettle gives it back to Boyce. Now the ball goes up top to Burns over on the left side to Moorhead. Back to Burns. Over to Boyce on the right. Up top now to Kell. She drills toward the free throw line, puts up the jumper, and good. Akira Kettle gives Watson Chapel a lead back. Second lead change of the night, 17-16. Lady Wildcats up, 5:40 left of the half. Husky dribbles toward the right side and gets away from her defender, pulls up for the three-pointer, rolls around, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Kettle, and back come the Lady Wildcats. Moorhead into the front court, throws over to Boyce on the right side. Up top now to Kettle. Back over to Boyce. Now up top it goes to Moorhead. Over to Burns on the left. Goes over on the right now to Boyce. Now ball is up top with Kettle. Over on the left to Burns. Up top now to Moorhead. Over on the right side it goes to Boyce. Gives it down in the corner to Kettle. Back to Boyce. She's going to pull up for the long two. No good. And I believe a foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to be on Watson Chapel. That is on Kiara Ginger, her second personal foul, and that does put Mountain Home in the bonus. The seventh team foul against the Lady Wildcats, so 1-1 coming up for Anna Grace Foreman. This will be her first trip to the line tonight with 5:01 left to play in the half. Foreman with a chance to possibly give Mountain Home the lead back, but she misses the front end of the 1-1. Gates tracks down the offensive rebound, drills to the right corner, and it's called for travel. Fourth turnover of the night against Mountain Home with less than 5 minutes left to play of the half. It is Watson Chapel up 17-16. The pass goes into the front court as Watson Chapel breaks the press. Now a loose ball, and Ginger comes up with it, gives it to Boyce, who goes into the lane for a layup. Her shot was blocked by Foreman. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Watson Chapel inbounding it with 4:46 left in the first half. Lady Wildcats up by a point. And looks like it will be Moorhead triggering the inbound pass on the baseline for the Lady Wildcats. She gets into Boyce in the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Now gives it back to Moorhead. Back to Boyce. Back over to Moorhead on the left wing. Up top now it goes to Kettle. Over on the right side to Burns. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Rolls around. Does not go. Boyce gets the offense rebound. She can't get the ball to go. And this time Foreman gets the board. And back on the Lady Bombers. Here is Gilbert quickly into the front court. Gilbert going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night. And Mountain Home back on top, 18-17, 4:16 left in the half. Here is Moorhead with the ball over on the right, left side. It goes to Boyce. She's going to try for the long two and banks it in. Her foot was just inside the line. Zamari Boyce with her first 2 points of the night. Fourth lead change of the night as Watson Chapel goes back up 19-18 with less than 4 minutes left of the half. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the right, on the left, at the top. Over to Husky on the right side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Her layup, no good. Lost her footing. And the rebound is controlled by Watson Chapel. Moorhead into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. She gets to the Burns in the right corner. Finds Kettle just outside the paint. Her jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Husky. She's back the other way for a Mountain Home. Husky throws to Martin on the right side. Tried to get it down to Yates. A reach and foul as the ball was knocked away. They're going to get Dakira Kettle with her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Emily Payne and Kyra Penn checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert and Anna Grace Foreman. And for Watson Chapel, Zamari Boyce will take a seat as she's replaced by Dakira Mayweather. Aston Yates at the free throw line for the 1-1, misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Watson Chapel. 19-18, Lady Wildcats leading it with less than 3.5 minutes left of the half. Here is Burns with it, throws it up top to Kettle over on the right side. Now goes to Mayweather. Now up top to Burns. Burns dribbles towards the left wing. Gives it to Kettle on the low block, and she's able to take the lob pass up and in. Takira Kettle with 6 points on the night, and Watson Chapel's lead is up to 3. 21-18 our score with a little over 3 minutes left of the half. Martin into the front court, finds Husky on the right side. Gives it up to Penn up at the top. Over to Martin on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer for the tie. Good! Emma Martin with 5 points on the night. First tie of the night. 21 all with 2:45 left of the half. Mayweather into the front court. Throws over to Moorhead on the left side. And a foul away from the ball. They're going to get Kyra Penn with a little extracurricular activity. Kyra Penn picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Mountain Home. Amya Green checking into the game for the first time tonight for Watson Chapel as she replaces Akala Burns. Green, a 5'6 senior. 2:37 left to play in the first half as it will be Moorhead triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. She gets into Mayweather on the right wing. Melvor on the left side now goes to Green. Up top to Kettle. Finds Ginger in the paint. She's going in to go up for the jumper. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the first half. 2:28 left to play in the second quarter as Ginger will be at the free throw line where so far she's 1 of 1 with 5 points. First free throw for Ginger. Good. And that puts Watson Chapel back on top. One more free throw for Ginger. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 3 for 3 from the free throw line for Kiara Ginger. She has 7 points. 23-21, Watson Chapel leading it. Less than 2.5 left in the first half. Martin into the front court, throws up top to Yates. Trying to decide where to go with it. Now gives it to Payne on the left side. Payne takes a screen from Aston Yates, and they're going to call Yates for an illegal screen. Addison Yates picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home, and that's the 5th turnover against the Lady Bombers. Anna Grace Foreman and Kate Gilbert checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn and Emily Payne. 2:10 left to play in the first half. Watson Chapel with the ball leading 23-21. Moorhead into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. Throws over on the right side to Mayweather. Back up top to Moorhead. Over to Green on the left side. Once again up top to Moorhead. Less than 2 minutes left. Over on the left side to Green. Back up top to Moorhead. Now Kettle has him between the circles. Over on the right to Mayweather. Now golf ball goes up top to Moorhead. And they're going to reset the offense. Mountain Home right now in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over on the left side to Green. Back up top to Moorhead. Now Ginger has up at the top. Over to Green on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Rolls around. Does not go. Last touchdown as the ball goes out of bounds by Watson Chapel. And Mountain Home will get it back with 1:33 left in the first half. Lady Bombers trailing the Lady Wildcats by 2. So Mountain Home with a chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the right side, finds Gilbert in the corner. Now she drills towards the elbow, throws up top to Martin. Over to Husky on the left. Gives it to Foreman on the low block. She turns around, puts up the jumper off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. Second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 23 with 1:09 left of the half. Mayweather into the front court, throws over to Moorhead, back to Mayweather. Now Kettle has it. Now over to Moorhead on the right side, up top to Mayweather once again. Back over to Moorhead on the right, down in the corner to Ginger. Back over on the wing to Moorhead, up top to Mayweather. Back over to Moorhead once again. 50 seconds left. Now Mayweather has it at the top. Her three-pointer in and out, no good. Foreman gets the rebound. She'll kick it out to Martin. Back quickly come the Lady Bombers. Martin quickly into the front court, finds Gilbert going into the lane, and she's going to be fouled before she can ever get a layup off. So I believe it's going to be another 1-1 for Mountain Home. Anya Green picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 9 against Watson Chapel. So this will be the last 1-1 of the half for Mountain Home, and it'll be Kate Gilbert at the free throw line with exactly 40 seconds left. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus, and that is the 5th lead change of the night. 2 ties so far as well. Kate Gilbert's second shot coming up. Free throw is up. She gets both. She now has 4 points. 25-23, and Watson Chapel turns it over in the backcourt. Anna Grace Foreman up with the layup. Good. Seventh turnover against Watson Chapel, and now a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home in the backcourt. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. So that's the last foul they had to give this half. Martin taking a seat as she's replaced by Emily Payne. 29.1 seconds left. Here's Moorhead into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. Ball goes over on the left side now to Green. A four-point Mountain Home lead. Now back up top to Moorhead. 19 seconds left. Back over to Green. Down in the corner it goes to Kettle. Now to Moorhead on the left side. She drills up between the circles. Gives it to Green in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Long rebound chased down by Yates. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Yates. And it will be Mountain Home. It will be Watson Chapel keeping possession with 6.7 seconds left on the clock. Here in this first half, it's a four-point Lady Bomber lead. Moorhead takes an inbound pass from Mayweather. 5 seconds left. She gives it to Mayweather. Mayweather drills to the right side, tries to do a leaning three-pointer at the buzzer. No good, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, Watson Chapel led for much of this half, but the Mountain Home has taken a four-point lead into the locker room. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 27-23. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.